how do you influence others? And maybe just as important, how do others influence you? I'm Mark Thomas. I'm one of the tutors in the ALPS program, and I'm going to teach you over the next few minutes about influencing, how you can improve your influencing skills, whether it's somebody on the same level of you or maybe somebody at an elevated level. What can you do? What tweaks can you change that will help you become a better influencer? What would happen if somebody spoke to you in the language that you hear in? Now, it's a bizarre thing to say, I know. But sometimes we use certain words and certain phrases in a way because they're important to us. And if ever somebody speaks back to me in a way that I speak, then I actually gain a greater connection with them. And what I find happens is that they can influence me a bit easier if I notice that we're speaking the same language. But sometimes I don't notice consciously, I notice unconsciously. So my unconscious mind picks it up. So let me share with you a few tasks that you can do that would help you become more effective as an influencer when you're speaking to someone. There are three areas to focus on within influence. One is your communication style, so the words you use and how you use those words. One is understanding what motivates other people, what drives them. If you can find out what motivates and drives them, what gets them up in the morning, then it's much easier for you to influence them than if you have no idea at all. Yeah, if I'm motivated by money, and when we're talking, you mention money, then I'm much more likely to do that. Conversely, if money doesn't motivate me, talking about money will give me no inspiration, will give me no get up and go. And for me, to be honest, if you start talking to me about money, I'll just turn off quite fast because money doesn't motivate me. But for some people it does. So understand what their motivation is and then use that to help you influence them better. And then the third element is credibility. How credible are you perceived by the person you're speaking to? What have you done that improves your credibility? What do other people say about you that shows where your credibility is? Now, if you've got all three of those, you're in a much better to influence somebody than if you only have one, two, or maybe zero of those. I just want to focus on communication styles in this short video. So if you think about communication styles, we are one of two people. We're either thinkers or we're doers. We're either introverts or we're extroverts. And I like to think as thinkers as more introverted and extroverts as more doers. So which one are you? Do you think and contemplate lots? Or are you somebody who speaks and as soon as you start speaking, that's when you start thinking? So that's one element to think about. So which side of the line are you? And the next element is then, are you somebody who is more task focused? So you focus on your tasks much more, you focus on people. Or are you somebody who's predominantly focused on people and less so on tasks? So what do you do first? You tend to, if you're in a team, do you tend to look at, okay, what are the tasks that need to be done? And then who do I have around me? Or do you think, who's around me? And then what tasks need to be done? So depending on where you fit, you'll either be left or right, up or down. Yeah. And let me give you some examples of people in this world who fit into those quadrants. If you think about somebody who is task focused and a doer, very much our current Prime Minister in the UK, Boris Johnson. Now, he does things as much as he can, very task focused. He tries to be people focused, but it doesn't come across that well. If you can compare him to Jacinda Ardern, the New Zealand Prime Minister, Now, she is very much a doer, but she's much more of a people person. If you just look at the way they interact and speak with people, there's much more warmth in Jacinda than there is with Boris. Yeah, Boris tries his hardest, and I think sometimes he tries too hard, whereas Jacinda, very much more of a warmer person, much more of a personal person. If we then we look at the left-hand side, two types of thinkers. We've got thinkers who are task-focused, and so they're thinking about what tasks need to be done. Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, very much a task-orientated person, looks at what needs to be done and focuses on those individual components. He has a great team around him. It's about what can we do to drive this project forward. And then you look at the bottom, you know, one of our current great orators. He is very much a people person and a thinker, past US President Barack Obama. As a speaker, he's fantastic, but again, he contemplates, his energy is a lot lower. If you compare him to the diagonal opposite, Boris Johnson, the energy is a lot lower. There's much more gravitas in how he speaks to people, and he comes across very differently, very slower in his communication style, but much more powerful. So if you think about other people's communication styles, what I'd like you to think about is just use these four categories. Are you speaking to Boris? Are you speaking to Jacinda? Are you speaking to Bill? Or are you speaking to Barack? Yeah. Think about how they speak. Think about how they phrase things, their speed, their tone, the words they use. And then when you're having a conversation with somebody, listen out to how they speak and adapt your style to their style. And simply by adapting your style to their style, you'll have a much more influential conversation with them. So next time you're having a conversation with someone, am I speaking to somebody who's similar to Boris? Am I speaking to somebody who's similar to Jacinda or Barack or Bill? Which one are they? And then adapt your style. You will tend to find that Boris and Jacinda have much more vocal variety, much more naturally, they have much more vocal variety. Whereas Bill and Barack have a softer tone, have a slower voice. Yeah. So think about which one you are and then adapt your tone accordingly. What I like to think about is if I'm going to another country, if I go and learn a few elements of their language, a few key phrases, a few words, then I have a much better relationship with people I meet. And even they go, okay, that's fine. I know you can't speak Spanish, but thank you for trying. And I find this is similar with your communication style. If you can just step a little bit closer and adapt your style, then the other person will realize you're trying to adapt your style and they will pick it up and you'll have a better relationship. You'll build greater rapport, and through that greater rapport, you'll be able to influence. Now, again, you know, that's communication style. Remember, Kuna McKinney says communication style is one element of it. Once you've got that communication style going, think about, what about their motivation? Where's their motivation here? And how can you get a greater understanding of their motivation to help influence them in the direction that you want to take this conversation? Hopefully that's been helpful. We run a whole day's course on this. So if you're interested, come along and join us at ALPS and find out much more about how to influence your editorial board and the people around you.